Krishna. We are a little enthusiastic because we had such a wonderful festival. So we are just going on and the same energy.
Mi smo malo entuzijastični zato što smo imali predivan festival, tako da još uvijek da nastavimo dalje sa istom energijom.
I would like today to describe a little bit about the blessings of Srimati Radharani.
I danas bih želao da vam opišem malo blagoslov Srimati Radharani.
Whenever we see deities or pictures of Radharani, she will usually have her hand in this position, which means she gives blessings to those who come close to her.
I obično kada vidimo božanstvo ili kada vidimo sliku Šrimati Radharani, ona će svojom desnom rukom pokazivati ovaj gest, što znači da daje blagoslova onima koji joj priđu blizu.
In this picture she just blesses a parrot.
I na ovoj slici ona upravo daje blagoslov papagaju.
This parrot has brought a spoken letter from Krishna.
I ovaj papagaj je u stvari donio jedno govorno pismo od Krišne.
Or it may be the brother of that parrot who was like a tape recorder.
Ili je ovaj papagaj u stvari možda brat tog papagaja koji je u tom slučaju poslužio kao jedan diktofon.
The second parrot was taught by Radharani to repeat a letter which Krishna wrote to her verbatim. So whenever she wanted to hear that letter, she asked the parrot to recite it.
A drugi papagaj je bio naučen od strane Srimati Radharani jedno pismo koje Krishna napisao i taj papagaj ga je naučio od reči do reči, tako da bi ga ona zamolila da ga recite svaki put kada bi želela da ga čuje.
If you look a little bit more down, you will see there is something like a little lake which represents an actual lake which you can visit today in India, Sridham Radhakund.
I ako pogledate malo naniže, onda ćete tu primetiti jedno jezero koje predstavlja jedno stvarno jezero koje dan danas možete posjetiti i to je Sridham Radhakund.
There in Radhakund something happened which is so moving and which is so important for us that I would like to narrate this to you.
I upravo tamo na Radhakundu desilo se nešto što nas jako pokreće i što je jako značajno za nas i baš zbog toga ja bih želeo da vam to ispričam.
Yes. Your team, you just come in time. Please listen very carefully. It is important for you. So it's actually a very moving story how Srimati Radharani delivers her blessings.
I to je stvari jedna jako dirljiva priča o tome kako Srimati Radharani daje svoje blagoslove.
It is said that once there was a female fox, a she fox, who after a long, long journey arrived near Radhakund at another little lake called Shivakori.
I to je stvari priča o jednoj ženki lisice koja nakon dugog, dugog putovanja dospela do Radhakunda, odnosno do jednog manjeg jezera koji se nalazi u blizini, koji se zove Shivakori.
It was a very hot day and the jackal, or the fox actually it's a jackal, not a fox. The jackal felt the hot rays of the sun and was so extremely thirsty.
I u stvari u pitanju je bilo ženka šakala, ne lisice, i onda bilo je jako toplo, toplo sunce, tako da taj šakal bio jako, jako žedan.
So she wanted to drink the water of this little lake called Shivakori.
I onda ona zato poželjela da popije malo vode iz tog jezera koje se zvalo Shivakori.
She was just about to drink when she was spotted by a few young boys.
I ta ženka Šakala se upravo spremala da utoli svoju žeđ kada su ugledali nekoliko dečaka.
These boys immediately began to take sticks and attack the she-jackal.
I onda su ti dečaci odmah dohvatili neke štapove i krenuli su da napadu u tu ženku Šakalu.
Because it is known in Braj that these jackals sometimes attack cows and even little children up to the size of Saraswati.
Zato što je poznato da ti šakali u Vrindavanu ponekad napadaju krave i čak i malu decu koje su, na primjer, eto tog uzrasta poput Sare.
The poor animal could not drink anything. Immediately she had to flee to save her dear life.
I onda ta jedna ženka šakala nije uopšte mogla da popije ni malo vode, već je odmah morala da pobegne kako bi spasila svoj život.
And finally, after searching frantically, she found a deserted foxhole where she took shelter.
I onda najzad nakon besomučne potrage najzad našla jednu napuštenu lisiću rupu.
But the boys, they're so determined to kill her that they ignited a fire before the foxhole to create smoke which would drive her out of the foxhole.
I onda su ti dječaci bili toliko odlučni u toj svojoj namjeri da je ubiju, da su ispred rupe zapalili vatru kako bi je isterali dimom iz rupe.
Finally, the she-jackal knew, if I stay in the foxhole, I will be killed by the smoke.
I onda ta ženka šakala, ona shvatila, ako ostanem u ovoj rupi, onda ću umreti od ovog dima.
And if I run out of the foxhole, I will be killed by the sticks of the angry boys.
A ako istračim iz te rupe, onda će biti ubijena od strane tih štapova ljutih dečaka.
This story is an analogy which describes our situation.
I ova priča stvari predstavlja jednu analogiju koja opisuje našu situaciju.
Philosophically, the Jiva Shakti is Jiva is of a prakriti nature, a female nature, like the she-jackal.
I s filozofske strane gledišta, Jiva predstavlja prakriti energiju, odnosno tu žensku energiju, i kao što se u ovoj našoj priči radi o ženki šakala.
Because we are in this world in something like a prison house of the spiritual reality, we are suffering just like the she-jackal was suffering from the scorching sunshine.
I kao što se mi nalazimo u ovom materijalnom svijetu odvojenom od duhovne stvarnosti, mi patimo isto kao što je ta ženka šakala patila na tom jakom suncu.
We take shelter, therefore, in a spiritual movement.
I zato mi uzimamo utočište u duhovnom pokretu.
Just like the she-jackal took shelter at this lake, Shivakori.
Upravo kao što je ta ženka šakala uzela utočište u tom jezeru Shivakori.
But even in a spiritual movement, it can happen that there are people who are against us.
Ali čak i u duhovnom pokretu može se desiti da postoje ljudi koji su protiv nas.
Also, spiritual movement is not always the kingdom of God. There are people who have karma with other people and they sometimes are not acting very nicely towards each other.
Zato što duhovni pokret nije da je baš uvek kraljevstvo Božje, zato što među osobama postoje različita karma, tako da se oni jako često ne ponašaju lepo jedni prema drugim.
And sometimes the social circumstances are so bad that we can't drink the pure water of Krishna consciousness.
I ponekad su te društvene okolnosti toliko loše da mi jednostavno ne možemo da popijemo tu čistu vodu svesnosti Krishna.
When I look at you, I can see some of you have remained thirsty.
I kada ja pogledam u vas, ja vidim da su neki od vas ostali žedni.
So, just like the she-jackal who was driven away from the lake.
Upravo poput ove ženke šakala koja je bila otarana od tog jezera.
She found shelter in a foxhole.
I ona je našla svoje utočište u toj lisičjoj rupi.
When a person who cannot find shelter in a spiritual movement is said, he must take shelter at the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master.
I kada osoba u duhovnom pokretu, kada je tužna zato što ne može naći svoje utočište, ona jednostavno mora uzeti utočište duhovnog učitelja.
But even when the she-jackal took shelter in the foxhole, there was some disturbing smoke.
Ali čak i onda kada je ta ženka šakala uzela utočište u toj lisičoj rupi, opet je postalo to uznemirenje koje dolazilo dima.
This can happen also to each one of us when we take, even though we may take shelter at the lotus feet of a spiritual master, there may be some disturbing subjects which bite our eyes and gnaw our vision.
I tako da se nama može desiti da jako smo uzeli utočište lotusovih stopala duhovnog učitelja i dalje postoje izvesne teme koje nam peku, grizu oči i koje nam zamagljuju viziju.
Yes, many times devotees came to Srila Prabhupada and complained of disturbances not only in the movement but just being so disturbed.
I da, jako često se dešavalo da bi bhakti dolazili kod Srila Prabhupada i da su se žalili na razne uznemirenja, ne samo u duhovnom pokretu, već na razne vrste uznemirenja.
So when our she-jackal realized I'm in trouble, what did she do?
I tako kada je naša ženka šakala shvatila da je u opasnosti, šta je onda uradila?
She called in a foxhole very loud, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe.
I onda je ta ženka dozvala u toj lisičoj rupi, Rade!
Very good. I think your enemy has hurt you today, Radha Krupa. Radha Rani hurt the she-jackal. She was just going around Radha Kund, her beloved lake.
I onda je Radharani čula to dozivanje zato što je upravo šetala oko svog voljenog jezera Radakunda.
She said to Lalita, someone has called me.
I ona je rekla Laliti, neko me doziva.
Go find out who this is.
Idi dozni ko je to.
So Lalita came back after some time and said, it's only a she-jackal. The boys have put smoke before her shelter and they wait until she comes running out and then they will kill her with sticks.
I onda se nakon nekog vremena Lalita vratila nazad i rekla je, na pitanje samo neka ženka šakala, dečaci su zapalili vatru ispred njenog skloništa i sada čekaju da ona izađe kako bi je ubili svojim štapovima.
Radha, it's only a jackal. Radharani, it's only a jackal.
Aha, i ona je rekla, Radharani, to je samo šakal.
Don't worry.
Nemoj da brineš.
Radharani said, whoever it is, she has called for me.
I onda je Radharani rekla, kogod da je u pitanju, ona me je dozvala.
Bring this jackal to me.
Dovedi tu ženku šakala kod mene.
But it's a jackal.
Ali u pitanju je šakal.
Dangerous.
Opasno je.
Bring the jackal.
Dovedi tu šakalicu.
So Lalita came to the boys in a disguised form and said, you go home now. No need to inflict torture to this jackal.
I onda je Lalita prerušena došla kod ovih dečaka i rekla im je, sada možete ići kući, nema potrebe da ovako mučite ovu ženku šakala.
Here, take these sweets and she distributed sandwich and go home.
I onda je ona rekla, evo uzmite samo ove slatkiše i onda im je podelila neke sandviše i rekla im da idu kući.
And then Lalita took the jackal. Come.
I onda je Lalita povela tu ženku šakala i rekla, pođi.
A jackal was crying from the smoke in the eyes.
A ta ženka šakala, ona je plakala od tog dima.
It was like an old door. She was really crying.
I onda ta ženka šakala plakala ne ovako poput škripe vrata, nego stvarno.
Yes.
Stvarno.
And was brought to Radharani.
I onda ona bila dovedena kod Radharani.
Then Radharani was in her hand almost a play lotus.
I Radharani uvijek u svojoj ruci drži jedan lotus kojim se...
And she took that lotus and touched it to the head of the jackal.
I onda ona uzela taj lotus i dotakla je glavu šakala.
And by the merciful touch of the of Radharani, the jackal took on its original form, its spiritual form.
I samo tim milostivim dodirom Šrimati Radharani, ta ženka šakala je dobila svoj originalni originalno duhovno telo.
Yes. Yes. So in this story tells us something for us. Radharani is prepared to give the blessings to someone who calls out her holy name in distress.
I ova priča nas uči načinu, a to je ta poenta da će Radharani čuti dozivanje onoga koji je doziva u nevolji.
If you call with great material satisfaction, no need to change anything, everything is perfect the way it is, Radharani might not listen to you.
A ako je dozivate jako zadovoljni u svom materijalnom životu i misleći nema ni potrebe da se nešto promijeni u mom životu, onda je jako vjerojatno da vas Radharani neće čuti.
When you call out in great pride and material illusion, Radharani will not listen to you.
I kada dozivate u velikoj iluziji i sa puno ponosa, onda vas Radharani neće čuti.
But if you call out in that mood where you look for her shelter, she will actually become moved.
Ali ako je dozivate u tom raspoloženju da tražite njeno utočište, onda će Radharani biti dirnuta time.
In the Hare Krishna mantra, this Hare is Srimati Radharani.
U Hare Krishna Maha mantri, ovo Hare se odnosi na Srimati Radharani.
There are 8 times Hare and only 4 times Krishna and 4 times Rama.
I u Maha mantri se čak 8 puta ponavlja reč Hare, a samo 4 puta Krishna i samo 4 puta Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Bol.
Yes. Krishna.
So I wanted to make another point. Do you know to whom Radharani shows her special mercy?
I želio sam sada da vam objasnim još jednu poentu. Da li znate kome Šrimati Radharani ukazuje svoju specijalnu milost?
It's only to those who have, those devotees who have a relationship to Krishna and want to serve Krishna.
Ona pokazuje svoju specijalnu milost samo onim baktama koji imaju odnos sa Krišnom i koji imaju službu za Krišnu.
You cannot worship Radharani separately from Krishna.
Ne možete obožavati Šrimati Radharani odvojeno od Krišne.
Only if Radharani sees someone is eager to serve Krishna, will she show him the mercy.
I samo ako Šrimati Radharani vidi da neko ima tu želju da služi Krišnu, onda će mu ona pomoći. Onda će mu ona pokazati svoju milost.
This picture is very, very nice which we have here. Because we have it in a temple where there are deities of Krishna.
I ova slika koju mi imamo ovdje je jako, jako lepa zato što se nalazi u hramu gdje također imamo i božanstvo Krišne.
But I remember that Prabhupada objected in general if devotees kept only pictures of Radharani. He said, don't make Radharani your girlfriend, she is Krishna's.
I ja se sjećam da je Šila Prabhupada generalno protestovao protiv toga kada bi bakte nosili samo sliku Šrimati Radharani i onda bi nam rekao nemojte činiti od Radharani svoju devojku, ona je Krišnina devojka.
The idea here is that Šrimati Radharani is always to be seen in connection with Krishna as his dearest servitor.
I čitava ideja je u tome da Šrimati Radharani trebamo uvek vidjeti kao nekoga koji je povezan sa Krišnom i koji predstavlja njegovog najboljeg slugu.
Before we will now request Rohini Sutapapu to talk, I will end with a very, very nice lila about Srimati Radharani and Krishna.
I sada pre nego što zamolimo našeg Rohini Sutapravu da nam nešto kaže, ja ću završiti sa onom jako, jako lepom zabavom Srimati Radharani.
Sometimes, in order to please Krishna even more, Srimati Radharani takes on an attitude of being angry at Krishna.
I ponekad, kako bi zadovoljila Krishnu još više, Srimati Radharani uzima to raspoloženje ljutnje prema Krishni.
This is called mana or loving anger, this mood.
I to raspoloženje se naziva mana ili besu ljubavi.
Now, we heard already, I believe yesterday, about what Radharani then does. She gives everything away which is black because she doesn't want to be remembered of or reminded of Krishna.
I mi smo onda čuli, ja mislim juče, da Radharani u takvom raspoloženju napušta sve ono što je crna boja zato što ne želi da bude podsjećena na Krishna.
And at that time, Krishna has no chance to see Radha because she has posted her girlfriends before the entrance of her the place where she is with the strict order to immediately send Krishna away if he comes, if he dares to come.
I onda u takvoj situaciji Krishna nema šanse da vidi Srimati Radharani zato što ona postavi svoje prijateljice ispred mesta gde se ona nalazi i daje im striktnu naredbu da nikako ne puste Krishnu ako se on uopšte usudi da dođe.
Krishna is so eager to meet Srimati Radharani that he then goes to Radhakund and worships Radhakund with incense and flowers, begging Radhakund, can you somehow arrange that I meet Radharani?
I onda je Krishna toliko željen da susretne Srimati Radharani da onda ode na Radhakund i tamo obožava Radhakund, ponudi mu incense i cveće. I onda se meni, molim te, da li možeš nekako da središ da vidim Srimati Radharani?
Now once Krishna was so eager to meet Radharani that he needed to take on a disguise.
Jednom je Krishna toliko žarko želeo da vidi Srimati Radharani da je morao da se preruši.
The disguise of a female singer.
I onda se on prerušio u pevačicu.
One day, one of Radharani's friends called Gunalata came with a most beautiful, dazzling, brilliant gopi.
I jednog dana jedna Radharanina prijateljica koja se zvala Kundalata, ona je došla sa jednom onako blistavom, sjajnom drugarica.
Radharani was very sad at that time because she had not seen Krishna for a long time due to her loving anger and Krishna couldn't approach her.
I Radharani je bila jako tužna tada zato što već jako dugo vremena nije videla Krishnu upravo zbog te svoje ljutnje i zbog koje Krishna nije mogao da joj priđe.
When she saw this dazzling young gopi coming together with Kundalata, she asked, oh, Kundalati, who's this?
I onda kada ona videla tu blistavu prijateljicu koja je dolazila sa Kundalatom, onda ona rekla, o Kundalate, ko je ovo?
Oh, you don't know? This is Kalavali, singer from Mathura.
O, zar ti ne znaš, pa ovo je Kalavali, pevačica iz Mathura.
See, once it happened that the guru of the devatas, Brihaspati, came to a yagya which was done in Mathura and he stayed there for one whole month.
Vidiš, jednom se desilo da je Brihaspati, koji je guru devata, došao u Mathuru na neko žrtvovanje i ostao tu čitav mesec.
When Brihaspati entered the sacrificial arena, he sang a song.
I kada je Brihaspati ušao u tu žrtvenu arenu, on je otpevao jednu pesmu.
The song was very beautiful and extremely complicated.
I ova pesma je bila jako prelepa i izuzetno komplikovana.
But when he came the next day, there was this Kalavali who sang the same song in the arena.
Ali kada je on došao narednog dana, onda se tu nalazila ova Kala Vali koja je otpevala istu tu pesmu koju je juče
otpevala.
I Brihaspati je onda rekao, pa ko je ova devojka?
She can sing the most difficult song.
Ona može da otpeva i najtežu pesmu.
No one of my disciples was successful to learn it.
I niko od mojih učenika nije bilo toliko uspešan da nauči.
And this amazing girl has heard me once singing it and now she knows it by heart. She is the best of musicians.
A ona nevjerovatna devojka, ona me čula samo jednom i već je napamet naučila, tako da kažem da ona je najbolja od svih muzičara.
Oh, said Radharani, she's so good.
O, rekla Radharani, ona je tako dobra.
Yes, she's even better.
Da, da, ona je još bolja.
Brihaspati taught her for one whole month when he stayed in Mathura in great bliss.
I Brihaspati ju je podučavao četiri mjeseca dana dok je bio u Maturi u velikom blaženstvu.
And then Brihaspati took her to the heavenly planets and taught her for an extra month.
A onda je Brihaspati odveo sa sobom na rajske planete i tamo ju je dodatno poučavao.
Kalavali has just come back from the rajski planeta and now she's ready to sing for you, O Radharani.
I Kalavali, ona se upravo vratila sa rajskih planeta i spremna je da pleva za tebe, Radharani.
All the time Krishna, who was dressed up as Kalavali, was sweating.
A za sve to vrijeme Krišna koji je obučen, bio obučen kao Kalavali, on se preznojavao.
He was choking in ecstasy to stand so close to Radharani, and Radharani didn't even recognize him, it seemed.
I njemu su zastajale knedle u grlu dok je stojao tako blizu Šimati Radharani, a on kao da ga nije ni primećivala.
Radharani said, Kalavali, is it true what I hear?
Radharani je rekla, Kalavali, je li istina ono što čujem?
Krishna couldn't speak.
A Krishna nije mogao da progovori.
Don't be nervous.
Nemoj da budeš nervozna.
We are amongst women. No shyness is required.
Sada si među ženskim svetom i nema potreba da budeš stidljiva.
Can you sing this melody in this raga, in this speed, in this rhythm, in this accentation, etc.?
I da li bi ti mogla da pevaš ovu ragu, ovu melodiju, u ovom ritmu, u ovom brzinom?
So then Krishna opened his mouth.
I onda Krishna otvorio svoje usta.
When he sang like this, the heart of all the gopis melted.
I kada on zapeva na taj način, srce svih gopija se istopilo.
It was extremely sweet.
To bilo tako slatko.
Because of her loving anger, Radharani's heart had become firm like a diamond.
I zbog tog, zbog te ljubavne ljutnje, srce Šimati Radharani je bilo tvrdo poput dijamanta.
But when Krishna sang, the diamond of her heart melted.
Ali kada je Krishna zapevao, onda se dijamant njenog srca otopio.
Radharani was at the end of the song crying tears.
I Radharani je bila Krishna je bio na kraju te pesme.
Radharani at the end of the song.
Radharani je na kraju te pesme počela da plače.
I've never heard something so beautiful.
Ja nikada nisam čula nešto tako prelepo.
At this moment, Lalita whispered in her ears, "This is your Krishna."
I u tom trenutku Lalita je šapnula, "To je tvoj Krishna."
Radharani only smiled.
A Radharani se samo nasmešala.
The diamond of her heart had melted.
Dijamant njenog srca se otopio.
And she said, Kalavali, I want to give you a high reward.
I onda ona rekla, Kalavali, ja želim da ti dam visoku nagradu.
I will now, my sakis will dress you up in very nice new clothes.
I sada će te moje saki, prijateljice, obući u veoma lepu odeću.
Oh, said Kalavali, no need, no need, this clothes is very, very suitable.
A onda je Kalaoli rekla, nema potrebe, ova odeća mi jako dobro pristaje.
No. We have very good clothes for you.
Ne, mi imamo jako dobro odeće za tebe.
Either you accept that we dress you up, or we will force you.
Sada ćeš ili prihvatiti da te obučemo, ili ćemo te prisiliti.
We are 1 billion gopis.
Ovdje nas ima 1 billion gopija.
Oh God, Kalavati.
I onda sam uhvatila Kalavali.
When they removed the upper dressing, 2 big flowers fell out.
I kada su one uklonile ovaj gornji deo odeće, onda su tu odjedan put iskočila 2 velika cveta.
Kalavali looked on the floor.
A Kalavali je gledala dole u pot.
And all the gopis laughed and Radharani laughed.
A gopije su se smijale i Radharani se smijale.
She liked to see Krishna so embarrassed.
Zato što je voljela da vidi Krishna tako posramljena.
This is all in the Lila. It is describing the love which is there between Radha and Krishna.
I to je sve u toj zabavi gdje se opisuje ta ljubav koja postoji između Radhe i Krishna.
In the end, Krishna was there and like he's always not dressed like a woman, but like Krishna. And Radharani accepted him back.
I onda na kraju, Krishna je bio tu pred njima, ali ne obučen u žensku odjeću, već je bio on Krishna i Radharani ga je prihvatila.
There are millions and trillions of such stories which the devotees like to relish on Radhastami.
I postoje milijoni, trilijoni takvih priča koje bhakte vole da slušaju na Radhastami.
As Srila Prabhupada said, the devotees in Krishna holds his devotees to be supreme. Krishna thinks his devotees to be supreme.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao da Krishna smatra svoje bhaktama uzvišenijim od sebe.
He loves his devotees so much that he becomes sometimes dependent on the devotees.
I Krishna toliko voli svoje bhakte da on postaje nekada zavisan od svojih bhakte.
And vice versa, he is so disturbed when someone disturbs his devotees.
A shodno tome, on isto tako postaje jako uznemiran kada neko uznemirava njegove bhakte.
When Tovashamuni, the mystic yogi, was hurting Ambarish Maharaj, he was persecuted by the Lord's Sudarshan Chakra.
I kada je Durvasa Muni povređivao Ambarish Maharaja, onda on bio progonjen od strane Sudarshan Chakre, gospodina Krishna.
The personal weapon of the Lord burned him as a revenge for having done a grievous mistake towards Krishna's dear devotee.
I to lično oružje gospodina je plamtalo i gorelo je po Ambarish Maharaju zato što je napravio uvredu njegovom dragom bhakti.
So Devansha Muni looked for shelter from the Sudarshan Chakra. First at Brahma's lotus feet and then Shiva's lotus feet. First at Shiva's and then Brahma's lotus feet. Help me!
I Durvasa Muni je tražio utočište te Sudarshan Chakre i prvo je otišao do lotosovih stopa od gospodina Shiva, a zatim i do gospodina Brahme i on ih je pitao za pomoć.
I'm burned by the anger of the Sudarshan Chakra.
Pomozite mi, ja gorim od besa Sudarshan Chakre.
But Shiva and Brahma said, we can't help you against Sudarshan Chakra. You must go to the Lord, Narayan. It's his weapon, he can take it back.
Ali Brahma i Shiva su mi rekli, mi ti ne možemo pomoći protiv Sudarshan Chakre, zato što je to oružje gospodina Narayana. Tako da ako odiš njema, on ti može pomoći.
So listen what happened.
I tako čujte što se desilo.
Devansha came to Narayan and said, please take back your weapon.
I onda Devansha došao kod Narayana i rekao mu, molim te uzmi nazad svoje oružje.
I'm burned alive.
Ja izgorek živ.
Save me.
Spasi me.
I appeal to your heart to save me who has taken shelter at your lotus feet.
Ja preklinjem tvoje srce da spasiš mene koji sam uzeo utočište tvojih lotosovih stopala.
Narayan's answer was shocking.
I Narayanov odgovor je bio šokantan.
I have no heart.
Ja nemam srce.
There's no heart in my chest.
Ne postoji srce u mojom grudima.
At least no longer.
U stvari ne više.
I have given my heart to my devotees.
Ja sam dao svoje srce svojim baktama.
If you want to be excused, you must go to my devotees.
I ako želiš da te bude oprošteno, onda moraš ići kod mojih bakta.
My heart, which you appeal to be forgiven, is no longer with me at the moment.
I moje srce koje ti moliš da ti oprosti, nije više sa mnom u ovom trenutku.
So in this way, the Lord proved that that he considers his devotees to be extremely important.
I na taj način Gospodin je pokazao kako on smatra svoje bhakte veoma značajne.
So in Radharani's appearance day, we know Srimati Radharani is supreme.
I kako je dan pojavi Srimati Radharani, mi znamo Srimati Radharani je ona koja je najuzvišenija.
Because she is the greatest devotee.
Zato što je ona najveći bhakta.
If you want to approach Lord Krishna and become a devotee, you must go through Srimati Radharani.
Ako želite da priđete Krišni i da mu se približite, onda morate ići kroz Srimati Radharani.
She will go to Krishna.
A ona će otići do Krišne.
He is your devotee in Serbia.
Evo ovdje taj tvoj bhakta u Srbiji.
Milorad.
Milorad.
Or Svetlana. Svetlana, this is a lady's name. Svetlana. They have prayed to me on this my appearance day.
Oni su se molili meni na dan moje pojave.
They are very good devotees, Krishna.
I oni su jako dobri bhakti Krishna.
They are better devotees than me.
Oni su bolji bhakti od mene.
Please accept them.
Molim te prihvati.
And if she might, if Krishna is begged like this by Srimati Radharani, he has to say da.
I ako Srimati Radharani na ovakav način zamoli Krishnu, onda on mora da kaže da.
In London, Prabhupada, he said, if you go to Radharani, however great a fool you may be, she will pray for you at the lotus feet of Krishna and then Krishna will accept you.
I čak i Šila Prabhupada rekao, ako odete kod Srimati Radharani i molite se, koliko god ste velika budala, ona će otišći kod Krišne i reći će mu da vas prihvati.
So now we will turn over the microphone to Rini Sudapabu to hear more in depth about the blessings of Srimati Radharani.
I sada ćemo predati mikrofon Širokini Sutoprabhu i da bismo još dublje čuli o blagoslovima Srimati Radharani.
We will request Rohini Sutoprabhu to do the inconceivable, that is to stop at 7 o'clock.
A mi ćemo zamoliti Šri Rohini Sutoprabhu da učini nemoguće, to je da stane u 7 sati.
Hare Krishna.
Srimati Radharani ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai. Okay, she will continue to translate. As for me,
sada ću i dalje prevoditi za Srimati Radharani.
So thank you Maharaj for my speech about Radharani, very inspiring.
Hvala ti, dragi Maharaj, za ovaj jako inspirativni govor o Srimati Radharani.
My new stories.
Neke nove priče.
So, freely, unlimited. I don't know so many stories about Radharani.
Ja ne znam jako puno priče o Srimati Radharani.
So, no, I'm not so much storyteller. Teller.
Ja nisam baš neki pripovedač.
And about Radharani, for me, it's a topic, nonsense, very difficult to speak about. and in other sense most easy.
A Šrimati Radharani, to je tema o kojoj sa jedne strane jako teško govoriti, a sa druge strane jako lako.
Difficult because one easily can make offense or become disrespectful, go put too much nose into this pastime.
Jako je teško zato što sa jedne strane možemo jako lako da napravimo neku uvredu ili da previše guramo svoj nos tamo gde mu nije mesto.
You follow me? Yeah. It's okay? Huh? Clear?
Yes.
Speaking? Okay. As Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Maharaj used to say, angels fear sometimes the Buddha knows in certain things. But the fool, he thinks, yeah, why not? So let me try it.
I Šrila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, on je govorio da se anđeli ponekad plaše da guraju svoj nos tamo gde mu nije mesto, ali sa druge strane budale njemu to ne predstavlja ništa.
So therefore, from that point of view, I'm very cautious, very a little, how we say, careful how to speak.
I onda sa te tačke gledišta, ja sam jako oprezan i pažljiv kako da govorim.
Almost a little afraid.
I čak sam pomalo i uplašen.
But of course, because Maharaj is here and he always encourages us about Radharani and many stories.
Ali
pošto I also like to, in one sense, I feel good about to speak something about this.
Ali pošto je Maharaj ovde i kako nas on uvek ohrabruje i uvek nam govori svakakve lepe priče o Šrimati Radharani, onda se ja osjećam dobro što sam ovde.
Because as Maharaj told, we cannot approach Krishna without her.
Jer kao što je Maharaj rekao, mi ne možemo prići Krišni bez nje.
That's it. It's fact.
To je činjenica.
Therefore we are glorifying her with Hare first, then Krishna.
I zato mi nju slavimo prvo sa Hare, a tek onda Krishna.
No, Krishna first and then Hare maybe after.
I nije slučaj da imamo Krishna prvo, a onda Hare nakon toga.
Or only Hare Hare.
Ili da kažemo samo Hare Hare.
Or Rade Rade.
Ili samo Rade Rade.
Or only Krishna Krishna Krishna.
Ili samo Krishna Krishna Krishna.
So we are Gaudiya Vaishnava, so Prabhupada told us, we worship as a Radha and Krishna.
Zato što smo mi Gaudiya Vaishnava i zato nas je Prabhupada podučio da obožavamo Radu i Krishna.
That's our sampradaya, that's our heritage.
To je naša sampradaya, to je naše nasleđe.
Heritage. Yes. So we don't have to invent something, some new interpretation, a new form, or mood.
Tako da mi ne moramo ništa da izmišljamo, nikakve nove interpretacije ili neko novo raspoloženje.
Therefore we are in this sampradaya because of this mood.
Zato što smo u ovoj sampradaji zbog tog raspoloženja.
We cannot change this mood or change the topic or the form.
Mi ne možemo jednostavno da menjamo raspoloženje ili teme ili forme u njoj.
So this Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, we are worshipping Radha Krishna, not Sitara, not Lakshmi Narayana.
Tako da u Gaudiya Vaishnava, po našoj tradiciji mi obožavamo Radu i Krishnu, ne obožavamo Situ i Rama ili Lakshmi i Narayana.
Not even Krishna Dvaraka.
Ne obožavamo čak ni Krishna Dvaraki.
Also not Jagannath.
Ni Jagannatha.
Although we're great Jagannath bhaktas, but we have to understand who is Jagannath and which mood he is.
Iako smo mi Jagannath bhakta, ali moramo da shvatimo pre svega u kom je raspoloženju Jagannath i kojom u stvari.
Even if you are Lakshmi Narayana fan, you should also understand his inner mood, heart.
Čak i ako ste obožavalac Lakshmi Narayana, onda morate opet da shvatite njihovo raspoloženje i unutrašnja
osjećanja.
Ili ako ste obožavalac Sita i Rama, onda isto također morate da shvatite njihovo raspoloženje.
So there are so many different forms of God. Krishna or Vishnu forms.
Tako da postoje jako puno oblika Boga, Krishna ili Vishnu.
But actually all these forms, they'll think about Vrindavan, about Krishna and Vrindavan and about the gopis. They're aware about that.
Ali, who thinks?
All these Vishnu forms.
Ali u stvari sve ove Vishnu, svi ovi Vishnu oblici, oni ukazuju na Krishnu u Vrindavanu, na gopi.
So everyone is connected with that mood of Radha and Krishna.
Tako da su svi ovi drugi oblici povezani sa tim raspoloženjem Rade i Krishne.
Otherwise, why Jagannath has such big eyes and big smile?
A inače, zašto Jagannath ima tako velike oči i tako veliki osmih?
Who can tell me?
Ko može da mi kaže?
Just because he's the big smile, you know, like this positive thinkers, yellow man with big smile and big eyes.
Samo zato što, što je tako pozitivan, kao ovi sad pozitivci, onako što imate taj znak, ove žuto to lice sa velikim osmehom i krupnim očima koje kaže budi srećan. I znači zašto Baladev i Subhadra i Jagannath imaju ove velike osmeh?
It's because they always think about Radha and Krishna and Krishna and Vrindavan with the pastimes of the inhabitants of Vrindavan.
Zato što oni uvek misle o Radi i Krišni i njihovom zabavama u Vrindavanu sa stanovnicima Vrindavana.
Yeah, that's Lord Jagannath's mood. Therefore we have Ratha Yatra.
To je raspoloženje gospodina Jagannatha i zato imamo Ratha Yatru.
Why? Because Lord Jagannath and consorts and company, they want to go to Vrindavan, they want to visit.
Znači zašto imamo Ratha Yatru? Zato što gospodin Jagannath i njegovi bratioci jednostavno žele da ode u Vrindavan.
They want to meet Krishna and the inhabitants of Vrindavan.
Oni žele da susretnu Krishnu i stanovnike Vrindavana.
And so they meet them in Kurukshetra.
I tako da ih onda oni susretnu na Kurukshetra.
They are in Kurukshetra, Krishna and Radharani, Nanda Maharaj, they met.
I tako da su se na Kurukshetri sreli Krishna i Radharani i Nanda Maharaj.
But Radharani was not happy to see Krishna in dressed like a king with so much royal ornaments and decorations and elephants and horses and chariots.
Ali Radharani nije bilo srećno da vidi Krishna tako obučeno kao kralja i sa tako puno nekih ukrasa i kraljevskih obeležja i slonova i konja.
Radharani was not happy. She said, "Oh, I don't like this. I know you are the same. You are also Krishna, like from our childhood pastimes, we are the same personalities. You and me, we are the same. But something in you has changed. I still the same."
I onda Radharani nije bila zadovoljna time i ona rekla, ja znam da si ti onaj isti Krishna iz mojih zabava, iz detinjstva i znam da si to ti, ali nešto tu nije isto, znam da sam ja još uvijek isti.
As I remember you are just a simple colored man, boy.
Onako kako ti se ja sećam, ti si jednostavno dečak pastir.
You are gopa, you are gopis.
Ti si bio gopa, a mi smo bile gopije.
And we are playing with our pastimes on the bank of the Yamuna.
I mi smo imali naše zabave na obalama Yamune.
Underneath the saya trees, kalpa vriksha trees there.
Ispod drveća želja, kalpa vriksha drveća.
And this was a happy time.
I to je bilo jedno srećno doba.
But now this happy time has gone. It's, now we're very unhappy.
Ali sada se ovo srećno doba završilo i sada smo jako nesrećni.
Because now you are here in Dvaraka or you behave like a king.
Zato što si sada u Dvaraki i zato što se ponašaš kao kralj.
So therefore we have only one request, Krishna, please make us happy.
I zato mi imamo samo jedan zahtev, Krishna, molim te učini me srećni.
Krishna thinks, yeah, how can make you happy? Come with me to Dvaraka.
A Krishna kaže, pa kako vas mogu učiniti srećni? Pa ajdete sa mnom u Dvaraku.
Come, join with me, also become nicely, give up this cow her pastimes, and you know, always taking care for cows and for the land, and live like a king.
I on kaže, hajde, pridružite mi se i ostavite više taj život sa kravama i stalno brinete o kravama, nego jednostavno dođite i živite poput kralja.
But Radharani said, no.
A Radharani je rekla,
this invitation I cannot accept.
Ovaj poziv ne mogu da prihvatim.
You have to come with us.
Ti moraš da dođeš sa nama.
You have to come back to Vrindavan.
Ti moraš da se vratiš nazad u Vrindavan.
Pa Krishna say, but you know, I have still responsibility.
A Krishna je rekao, ali znaš, još uvijek imam odgovornosti.
But I will come, I will promise you.
Ali ja ću doći, ja ti obećam.
With my heart, with my mind, I'm always there.
U svom srcu i u svom umu ja sam uvijek tamo.
Only with my shadow I'm practically in Dvaraka and I perform my duty there.
I jedino je moja senka u Dvaraki i ja tamo obavljam svoje razne dužnosti.
But with my heart and soul I'm actually in Vrindavan.
Ali moje srce i duša su u stvari u Vrindavanu.
And I promise you I will come.
Ja ti obećavam da ću doći.
Because the inhabitants of Vrindavan are not happy, they ask again and again.
I onda stanovnici Vrindavana nisu bili zadovoljni time i onda su ga oni opet iznova i iznova pitali.
Every other day someone of them came and tried. Krishna, now we go back to Vrindavan, please come back, house all your things and come with us.
I onda bi oni svakog dana pokušavali, došli bi kod Krishna i rekli bi, ajde Krishna, sabaku svoje stvari i idemo nazad.
But Krishna always had to tell, oh, John, give me a little more time, I will come.
Ali Krishna bi mi svaki put rekao, samo mi dajte još malo vremena, ja ću doći.
Okay, 2-3 days went over.
I onda je prošlo 2-3 dana.
And some of them again went, Krishna, we go now.
I onda su neki opet otešli kod njega i rekli su mu, Krishna, mi sada idem.
And then they were already prepared to go, but then they say, but Krishna, you should also come.
I onda su sami pripremili kao da odlaze i onda su rekli, ali Krishna, i ti treba da pođeš.
So for the inhabitants of Vrindavan, life without Krishna has no meaning.
Zato što život sa neka Vrindavana bez Krishna nema nikakvog smisla.
This is different than our situation. For us, sometimes if I like, I can be with Krishna. Sometimes if I don't like, then I easily can also live without him.
A to je tako drugačije od situacije u kojoj se mi nalazimo. Znači ponekad ja jesam sa Krišnom, a onda kad mi se to tako sviđa, onda nisam sa Krišnom.
That's our misfortune.
To je u stvari naša nesreća.
At least my misfortune. Sometimes I think about Krishna if I like, and if I don't like, I don't think.
Makar je to moja nesreća, jer ponekad mislim na Krišnu, a ponekad kad mi se to ne sviđa, onda
Therefore,
ne
mislim na Krišnu. Therefore I'm so far away from Vrindavan.
I zato sam tako daleko od Vrindavana.
With the mind, with the mentality, with the mood.
Svojim umom, po svom umu, raspoloženju, po mentalitetu.
And if you are an inhabitant of Vrindavan, doesn't matter where you are.
Ako ste stanovnik Vrindavana, onda nema veze gde ste.
He's always in Vrindavan.
Vi ste uvijek u Vrindavanu.
Like Prabhupada, when he came to America once, and speaking in one big university.
Kada je Prabhupada došao u Ameriku i kada je govorio na jednom velikom univerzitetu.
Somewhere in Florida.
Negde u Floride.
He spoke before some students.
On je govorio pred nekim studentima.
Prabhupada told them, so now I'm very happy to be with you so far away from Vrindavan.
I onda mi je Prabhupada rekao, ja sam jako srećan da budem ovde sa vama tako daleko od Vrindavana.
Because here in material world everyone thinks we are the center.
Zato što ovdje u materijalnom svijetu svi misle ja sam centar svijeta.
No, who knows Vrindavan? Who thinks about this?
A ko zna Vrindavan? Ko misli o tome?
No, because of Srila Prabhupada, he brought Vrindavan everywhere.
A sada zahvaljujući Srila Prabhupadu, Vrindavan je svuda.
Because as the saying in the Bhagavatam, tat vidi vaya what is the verse? Tat vidi Bhagavata Tirtha Bhuta Svayamibo, Tirti Korvanti Tirtani, Svantasthena Kataprita. This verse was spoken by Yudhishthira to Vidura, Mahatma.
I zato što u Šrimad Bhagavatamu postoji stih koji je izgovorio Yudhishthir Viduri.
Vidura came back from pilgrimage.
Vidura se vratio nazad sa hodočašća.
Visiting many holy places in India.
I posjetio jako puno svetih mjesta u Indiji.
And after some years he came back to Hastinapur.
I onda se nakon nekih godina vratio nazad u Hastinapur.
So King Yudhishthira and all family greeted him very heartfully.
I onda su ga kralj Yudhishthir i čitava porodica jako srdečno primili.
Oh, we are so happy to be with us again.
O, mi smo tako srećni da si ti opet sa nama.
Because a person like you, Bhagavat Vidhi Bhagavata, a pure devotee like you, has always carries Krishna in his heart.
Zato što osoba poput tebe, čisti bhakta gospodina, uvek nosi Krišnu u svom srcu.
And wherever such a person goes, even to pilgrimage places or not pilgrimage places, that place immediately becomes a pilgrimage place.
I gdje god takva osoba ide, bilo da se tu radi o mjestima hodočašće ili o, o mjestima koja to nisu, ta mjesta onda automatski postanu mjesto hodočašće.
So because Srila Prabhupada also Bhavadvidi Bhagavata, he carried always Krishna and Krishna's message in his heart.
I zato što je Srila Prabhupada bio upravo takva osoba koja je uvek nosila Krišnu i Krišninu poruku u svom srcu.
And he was not just satisfied to be with Krishna or always think about Radha Krishna.
I on nije bio zadovoljan čak ni time da uvek misli na Krishnu i da uvek bude sa Radom i Krishna.
Although he certainly was absorbed in it and happy with it.
Iako je definitivno bio apsorbovan u to i bio srećan sa time.
But he understood, I have one duty.
Ali on razume, imam jednu dužnost.
And this one duty is higher than my enjoyment or my bhajan.
I ta dužnost je viša od mog zadovoljstva ili od mog bhajana.
And this duty is to fulfill the order of my Guru Maharaj.
A ta dužnost jeste da ispunim instrukciju mog duhovnog učitelja.
And the order of Guru is, you know, you should speak the English to the English speaking world. The glories of Bhagavad Katha, Krishna consciousness.
A instrukcija njegovog duhovnog učitelja je glasila da bi trebalo na engleskom jeziku da govori o instrukcijama svesnim Krishna.
Teaching them about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his teachings, his lessons.
I da ih podučava o Chaitanya Mahaprabhu i o njegovim učenjima, o njegovim lekcijama.
Therefore, that is Prabhupada's mood. He brought this Vrindavan mood all over the world.
I zato što je to bilo raspoloženje Šila Prabhupada, a on je donio to raspoloženje Vrindavana čitav svet.
And sometimes, although rarely, Prabhupada held actually were all devotees of Radharani.
I onda bi ponekad, mada jako redko, Šila Prabhupada rekao, u stvari mi smo svi bhakti Šrimati Radharani.
Although Prabhupada most of the time he told we are all devotees of Krishna, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead and we are his eternal servants.
Iako bi Šila Prabhupada veći dao vremena govorio kako smo mi svi Krišnine sluge i kako je Krišna svevišnja božanska ličnost.
But then sometimes he was blowing up the mind of everyone.
Ali onda bi ponekad zagolicao um svih.
Pum, you know, like an explosion.
I to bi bila kao jedna mala eksplozija.
Actually, we are devotees of Radharani. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, but Radharani is even more supreme than he.
I onda bi on rekao, u stvari mi smo svi bhakti Šrimati Radharani. Krishna jeste svevišnja božanska ličnost, ali je Radharani uzvišenija i od njega.
Krishna is Madan Mohan, he bewilders everyone, even all the cupids and amores all over the universes.
I Krishna je Madan Mohan, on je taj koji može da osvoji svakoga, sve kupide i sve amore svuda.
They all become crazy if they see Krishna.
I oni svi polude potpuno kada vide Krishna.
All cupids, although cupids makes everyone else crazy in this world.
Iako svi ostali, iako ti kupidoni čini sve ostalo u ovom svetu ludim.
Yeah, but Krishna, he makes all the cupids crazy.
Ali Krishna čini sve kupidone ludim.
But not crazy after someone else, but himself, Krishna, about Krishna. They become crazy after him.
I on ih ne čini ludim za nekim drugim, već oni postanu ludi za njim, za Krishna.
But Srila Prabhupada says, but Krishna becomes crazy after Radharani.
A Srila Prabhupada kaže da je Krishna taj koji postaje lud za Srimati Radharani.
So she is Radha Mada Mohini.
I zato je ona Radha.
Radha Madan Mohan Mohini.
Zato je ona Madan Mohan Mohini.
Madan Mohan Mohini. Madan Mohan, he is the bewilder of Mada. Madan, Madana means the cupid. Kantarpa.
Zato što je Krishna Madan Mohan, znači on je taj koji može da očara i samog Madana, samog Kupidona.
Kupidone, amore. And but Krishna himself, he becomes infected by the beauty and the opulences and qualities of and Leela and love and affection of Radharani to him, towards him.
A sam Krishna, on biva očaran lepotom i kvalitetima i zabavama Šrimati Radharani i tim njenim osjećanjima prema njemu.
Krishna is full God.
Krishna je potpun Bog.
He doesn't have to become God, he's always God.
On ne mora da postaje Bog, on je uvek Bog.
And he says, if I should become attracted to anyone in this world, then I only can become somebody attracted who has qualities who I don't have.
I on kaže, ako neko može očarati u ovom svetu, to je onda ona osoba koja ima osobine koje čak ni ja ne posjedujem.
These qualities only I can find in Srimati Radharani.
A takve kvalitete mogu da nađem samo u Srimati Radharani.
Radhika has so many qualities, but I don't have.
I Radhika ima toliko puno kvaliteta koje ja nemam.
Therefore Krishna feels attracted to these qualities.
I zato Krishna se osjeća privučenim.
Krishna is not attracted to some, how say it, just some sense gratification or some, how say, relationship of somebody who's of lower nature.
I Krishna nikada ne može biti privučen nekim ko čujemo uživa ili ko ima tu neku nižu prirodu.
Material sex life with love to Krishna is like iron gold.
I taj materijalni seksualni život u poređenju sa ljubavlju prema Krišni jeste poput gvožđa u poređenju sa zlatom.
Materialness is like iron.
Znači materializam je kao gvožđe, poput gvožđa.
It's not valuable.
Nema nikakvu vrednost.
It's ordinary metal in Kali Yuga.
To je sasvim običan metal u Kali Yugi.
But gold is still very valuable.
Ali zlato i dalje jako vredno.
Everyone can appreciate gold. It has great value.
I svi mogu da cene zlato zato što ima jako veliku
vrednost. So pure love to Krishna is like gold.
I tako da je čista ljubav prema Krishni poput zlata.
And lust is like iron. It's like iron.
I požuda je poput gvožđa.
So spirit is metal, but you cannot compare it with each other.
I znači obe te stvari su metal, ali ih ne možete porediti.
You cannot make a deal. I give you iron for gold.
I ne možete napraviti dogovor, evo daću ti gvožđe za ovo zlato.
Or I give you gold and I give you iron. No, you cannot compare these two metals.
Jednostavno ne možete porediti i menjati ova dva metala.
It's a bad deal.
To je loš dogovor.
Of course, if the iron can become changed into gold, then that's very good.
Ali naravno, ako se gvožđe može promeniti u zlato, onda je to jako dobro.
But for that we need alchemist.
Ali za to nam je potrebna alhemija.
So the Spiritualmaster or the pure Vaishnava is practically like an alchemist.
Tako da duhovni učitelj ili čisti Vaishnava u suštini alhemičar.
He can make our rusty iron heart full of lust, greed, etc. illusions into gold.
I on može načiniti naše zaređalo gvozdeno srce koje je puno požude, gneva i zavisti, može ga pretvoriti u zlatno.
So gold, the golden heart is that what is pure.
Tako da je zlatno srce ono koje je čisto.
As long the heart is rusty in iron, even if some silver is in it or a little gold, is still impure.
I tako da to zarađalo gvozdeno srce, čak i ako ima neki primjese srebra ili zlata, ono i dalje je ipak gvozdeno.
But if the heart is completely gold, pure gold, unalloyed, without mixture in it, without other mixes of other metals in it.
A samo srce je zlatno samo ako je potpuno čisto, bez ikakvih drugih mešavina.
This practically then the gold becomes so soft. It's not hard metal anymore, it's soft.
I onda u tom slučaju zlato više ne predstavlja tvrd metal, već postaje mekano.
That is the stage of the heart of the pure devotee.
I to je upravo stanje srca čistog bhakte.
And so and the greatest embodiment of the pure devotee of Aradhate is Radharani.
I tako da je najveće otelotvorenje Krišnjine bhakte upravo Šrimati Radharani.
Tapta kanchana gorangi
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Haripre. So the Pranam Mantra of Srimati Radharani is that we offer our obeisances, you know, to tap the Kanchan Gorangi. Radharani, who is Gorangi, she has a golden complexion.
I tako da je to pranam mantri Šrimati Radharani, mi nudimo poštovanje onoj koji ima zlatni put.
And she is the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj.
I ona je čerka Vrishabhanu Maharaja.
That means not the Radha, who is just a fisherman's daughter, or some other man's daughter. It's Radharani, the daughter of Vrishabhanu.
I znači u pitanju je Radharani koja je čerka Vrishabhanu Maharaja, a ne neka Radharani koja je možda čerka nekog ribara ili neke druge osobe.
A Krishna, we worship Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj.
A mi obožavamo Krishnu koji je sin Nanda Maharaja.
So then we already know, oh, daughter of Vrishabhanu, Radharani, of course, we worship.
Tako da mi onda već znamo, aha, Radharani, čerka Vrishabhanu Maharaja, nju, to ona je ta koju obožava.
Oh, Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaja, of course, we will worship.
Oh, Krishna, sin Nanda Maharaja, naravno da ćemo ga obožavati.
We will not worship Krishna, you know, the son of some, from South India, some man.
I mi ne obožavamo.
His name is maybe also Krishna.
Mi ne obožavamo Krishnu koja je možda sin neke osobe iz Južne Indije koji eto ima ime Krishna.
So we worship Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, and Vrishabhanu Devi, that means the Sita Devi, the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj.
Tako
and
mi...
Kirtida, Kirtida's mother, mother of Radharani.
Tako da mi obožavamo Krishnu koji je sin Nanda Maharaja i Radharani koja je čerka Vrishabhanu Maharaja i Kirtide.
So there are so many different worship methods in this universe.
I u ovom univerzumu postoji jako puno različitih metoda obožavanja.
Some worship Devi, goddess Durga.
Neki obožavaju Devi, boginju Durgu.
Some worship Ganesh.
Neki obožavaju Ganesha.
Especially those who want to get money, power, protection, they worship Ganesh.
I onda oni žele neku zaštitu ili novac ili moć i zato obožavaju Ganesha.
If you want to have a nice family or a good family, husband and relationship, worship Uma, goddess of Durga.
A onda oni koji žele da imaju dobrog muža ili da imaju dobru porodicu, oni obožavaju boginju Umu, koja je u stvari isto Durga.
And if you want to get material opulences, you worship Shiva.
Ako žele da dobiju materijalno obilje, onda obožavaju Šivu.
If you want to conquer a kingdom, you worship Rudra.
Ako žele da osvoje kraljevstvo, onda obožavaju Rudru.
Or Vishvadeva.
Ili Vishvadeva.
Another Deva. So Shukadev Goswami in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam gives a whole list of different kinds of worship methods and worshipable Devas and Devanis, how we say, goddesses.
I što kada ga s vami u drugom pevanju Šrimad Bhagavatam daje čitavu listu osoba, boginja i bogova koje bi, polu bogova koje bi trebalo obožavati da bismo dobili različite stvari.
So sometimes it's even becomes for Parvati was the goddess of universe, Durga becomes confusing.
I ponekad čak i Parvati, boginja univerzuma i ona postane zbunjena.
So she approach Shiva, her husband.
Tako da onda ona priđe svom mužu Šivi.
And she ask him, oh, my dear lord, my dear husband, you have to enlighten me now, you have to tell me because you are very knowledgeable.
I onda ona kaže njemu, moj dragi mužu, moraš sada da me prosvetliš zato što imaš tako puno znanja.
But I become confused because I see there's so many worshippers in this universe. Some worship Shiva, yourself, some worship Vishnu, some worship Krishna, some worship Ganesh, some worship myself, in form of Durga or Parvati.
I onda ona kaže, Šivi, ti moraš da mi pomogneš zato što sam ja postala zbunjena, jer u ovom svetu postoji tako puno, ljudi obožavaju tako različite osobe, neke obožavaju tebe, neke obožavaju Krišnu ili Višnua, ili obožavaju mene.
So, Bava, she calls him Bava.
I onda ona kaže, Pava, tako ga naziva.
Parvati is Bhavatarini.
a Parvati je Bhavatarini.
She's the wife of Baba.
Ona u stvari je supruga Bave.
Baba is he who is in charge for the Baba, that means for the material exists.
A Bava je u stvari onaj koji je zadužen za Bavu, odnosno ovo materijalno postojanje.
Is called Bava Sagara.
I materijalno postojanje se naziva Bava Sagara.
The ocean of birth and death.
Okean rođenja i smrti.
So therefore Shiva and Parvati are in charge for the ocean of birth and death.
I zato su Shiva i Parvati zaduženi za ovaj okean rođenja i smrti.
Parvati će ask Shiva, please tell me now, what is greatest worship, what is greatest aradhanam?
I onda Parvati kaže, molim te reci mi, koje je najuzvišenije obožavanje?
Then Shiva tells my dear Devi.
I onda Shiva kaže, moja draga Devi.
Devi is the name of Parvati.
Devi je jedno ime Parvati.
Dear Devi, the greatest worship, the greatest form of worship is Vishnu Aradhanam.
I onda on kaže, moja draga Devi, najuzvišeniji oblik obožavanja jeste Krishna Aradhana.
Or to worship Krishna, or to worship Krishna, who is the origin of Vishnu.
Ili to znači obožavanje Krishne, koji predstavlja izvor Vishnua.
Aradhanam, Sarvesham. Sarvesham means from all kinds of worshippers, the one who is a worshipper of Vishnu is the best worshipper.
I onaj koji je od svih vrsta obožavalaca, onaj koji je obožavatelj Vishnua, on je najbolji od svih obožavalaca.
Therefore he who is a worshipper of Vishnu is called Vaishnava.
I zato onaj koji obožava Vishnu, on se naziva Vaishnava.
Means he is a devotee of Vishnu.
I to znači da je on bhakta Vishnu.
If you are a worshipper of Ganesh, then you are a Ganesh bhakta. Ganesha bhakta.
I ako ste obožavalac Ganesha, onda ste vi bhakta Ganesha.
If you are a worshipper of Shakti, that means Durga, then you are a Shakta.
I ako ste obožavalac Durge, Shakti, onda ste vi Shakti.
If you are a worshipper of Shiva, you are a Shivaite.
Ili ako ste obožavalac Shive, onda ste Shivaist.
But if you are a worshipper of Vishnu, then you are a Vaishnava.
Ali ako ste obožavalac Vishnu, onda ste vi Vaishnava.
And the devotee of Krishna, a worshipper of Krishna is also Vaishnava, but he is also known as a Krishnaite.
A obožavalac Krishna, on je također poznati kao Vaishnava, ali se isto naziva i Krishnaite.
But there are two kinds of Krishnaite.
I postoje dve vrste Krishnaite.
There's the South Indian Krishnaite, they worship Krishna alone.
I to su Krishnaite iz Južne Indije koji obožavaju Krishnu samoga.
They worship him as the Supreme Lord, Krishna.
I oni
Krishna
obožavaju...
Stu Bhagavan Zvanyam.
Oni obožavaju Krishnu kao svevišnju božansku ličnost.
So this is Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya teaches Krishna, the one supreme personality of Godhead, and this Lord Chaitanya accepted in his teaching.
I to je stari učenje Madhvacharya, da on podučava da postoji jedna svevišnja božanska ličnost, i to učenje Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prihvatio.
But Lord Chaitanya accepted something, he could not accept everything from Madhva.
Ali Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nije mogao da prihvati sve od Madhve.
Because Madhva, he didn't include Krishna's energy or Radharani, Krishna's devotees.
Zato što Madhvacharya nije uključio Krishnine energije, znači Mati Radharani i Krishnine bhakti.
But he accepted that Krishna is God.
Ali je ipak prihvatio da je Krishna Bog.
And therefore, since that time, because Lord Chaitanya accepted Radharani in the worship of Krishna together, Radha and Krishna worship.
I onda od tog vremena Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je bio taj koji je prihvatio obožavanje Radhe i Krishna zajedno.
Because Krishna is never alone, he's always together in association with his dear devotees.
Zato što Krishna nikada nije sam, već se uvijek nalazi u društvu svojih dragih bhakta.
Therefore, since that time, this sampradaya is known as Gaudiya Vaishnava. Sampradaya.
I onda se od tog vremena ova sampradaya naziva Gaudiya Vaishnava.
Gaudiya Vaishnava is we don't worship Krishna alone, we worship Krishna together with Radharani.
I Gaudiya Vaishnava, oni ne obožavaju Krishnu samoga, već obožavaju Krishnu i Radharani zajedno.
And that's not as shall we don't take Radharani or Shakti from Krishna.
I kao što je Maharaj rekao, mi nikada ne uzimamo Radharani ili tu šakti od Krišne.
Because that this is another sampradaya, it's Ravana sampradaya.
Zato što to je druga sampradaja, to je sampradaja Ravane.
Ravana sampradaya, he wants to steal Sita from Ram.
I ta sampradaja Ravana u stvari znači Ravana koji je hteo da ukrade Sita od Rama.
Take the shakti or the dear consort of the Lord and wants to enjoy himself.
I on je želeo da uzme šakti ili tu pratilju gospodina i da uživa u njoj sam.
Soon I want to accept, enjoy the shakti or the energy of this female or the internal energy of the Lord ourselves, then we become asura, we become ravana kind.
I čim poželimo da uživamo tu žensku energiju gospodina, onda postajemo asura, postajemo ravana.
Then you are non-devotee.
I onda ste, niste bhakti.
For a devotee, always you can recognize, he wants to always bring shakti together with purusha.
I bhakti se može prepoznati po tome što on uvek dovodi shakti zajedno sa purushom.
Purusha se supreme chaya, shakti is his energy.
Purusha je svevišnji uživalac, a shakti je njegova energija.
Those who want to enjoy the energy without purusha, they're asura.
I oni koji žele da uživaju tu energiju bez puruše, oni su asura.
Those who bring shakti together with Krishna or with the Supreme Lord, then they become bhakta, become devotee.
A oni koji dovode, koji uzimaju zajedno tu energiju i purušu, oni su bhakte.
So, aradhanam sarvesham Vishnu, aradhanam param. The best service, worship is therefore to worship to Vishnu or Krishna.
I baš zbog toga najbolje obožavanje je obožavanje Višnua, Krišne.
But what is more dear to Krishna, to Vishnu?
Ili onoga što je drago Krišnu, Vishnu.
If you worship that what is dear to him.
Znači, još bolje obožavanje onoga što je drago gospodinu Krišnu.
Tasmat parataram devi. But listen, devi, there is not something I have to very confidential to tell you now.
Ali slušaj moja devi, imam nešto jako poverljivo da ti sada kažem.
There is something not very confidential hidden in the Vedic literature.
I postoji nešto jako poverljivo što je skriveno u vedskoj literaturi.
It is there, no, but it's very esoteric. Not esoteric in New Age style. Esoteric, very confidential, very difficult to understand for the Vedic scholars.
I to je nešto što je jako ezoterično i jako je teško za razumeti za vedske učenjake.
That means to worship Krishna, also Krishna's energy.
A to znači da obožavanje Krishne predstavlja i obožavanje Krishnine energije.
But not Krishna's external energy, because Krishna's external energy we already is since time immemorial worship.
Ali ne Krishnine spoljašnje energije, zato što je ta energija već obožavana od pamtivaka.
So the external energy is so insignificant that she feels so insignificant, she hides herself before Krishna.
I ta spoljašnja energija, ona se osjeća tako beznačajnom pred Krishnom da se ona sklanja od Krishna.
Because external energy, Maya, she is like shadow, chaya means shadow energy.
Jer ta spoljašnja...
Chaya with C-H, chaya, not chaya. Govinda Chaya Chaya.
Zato što ta spoljašnja energija, ona predstavlja u stvari senku prave energije i to se na sanskritu kaže Chaya.
So Maya is Chaya, she is the shadow.
Tako da Maya predstavlja samo senku.
And Krishna is like Surya, he is like the sun.
A Krishna je poput Surya, poput sunca.
I'll have to make it clear, not sun, sunce. Not the sun.
Znači, želimo da napravimo tu distinciju, radi se o suncu.
The sunce, yes. The sun. Huh? And wherever the sun, there's no shadow, there's no darkness.
A gde god postoji sunce, nema tame.
Therefore Godhead is full light.
I zato Bog ima svoje potpuno svetlo.
Maya, material angel, cannot even come near to him.
I Maja ne može čak ni prići.
Therefore Durga or Parvati, she knows that.
I Durga ili Parvati, ona to zna.
But she knows, because I'm also energy from Rani.
Ali ona također zna, ja sam energija Radharani.
Parvati, she is an expansion of Radharani in the material world, like Shiva is an expansion of Vishnu in the material world for the creation.
I Parvati je jednostavna ekspanzija Šrimati Radharani u materijalnom svetu na isti način na koji je Shiva ekspanzija Vishnu u materijalnom svetu.
So Shiva and Parvati, the great devotees, they're Vaishnava and Vaishnavi.
Tako da su Shiva i Parvati veliki Vaishnava, veliki bhakti.
But those who worship Shiva and Parvati as supreme themselves, no? Then they are not actually considered devotee, then they become actually materialist.
Ali osobe koje obožavaju Shivu i Parvati odvojeno, kao da su oni najviši, kao da su oni svevišnji, oni se ne smatraju bhaktama.
Because they only worship the external energy of the Lord.
Zato što oni obožavaju jedino spoljnu energiju gospodina.
Sarva kama, full of material desires.
Oni su prepuni materialnih želja.
So Parvati, she knows, Durga, she knows about her inferior situation, but herself, she feels she is devotee.
I Parvati, Ma Durga, ona zna za taj svoj inferiorni položaj, ali u isto vrijeme ona se smatra baktom.
But she has a thankless task.
Iako ima jedan zadatak koji nije ni malo vredan hvala.
To keep the conditioned souls in the material world.
Ona ima zadatak da drži uslovljene duše u materijalnom svijetu.
That's why she always wants to hear about her mistress, cause of her, Radharani.
I zato ona uvijek želi da čuje o svojoj gospodarici, o svom uzroku, o Šrimati
Radharani. Radharani, she is completely pure, not from this material world.
Zato što Radharani potpuno čista, ona nije iz ovog materijalnog svijeta.
And she is the most dear of all the devotees of the Lord.
I ona je najdraža od svih dragi bhakta gospodina.
She's so confidential, the Bhagavatam doesn't even mention her name directly, Radha, you don't find.
I ona je tako poverljiva da čak ni Šrimad Bhagavatam ne pominje njeno ime konkretno kao Radha.
You only find the word Araditi.
I mi možemo naći jedino reč Araditi.
That means that gopi who actually gives the greatest pleasure and the greatest service to the Lord, to Lord Krishna.
I ta reč obeležava onu gopi koja pruža najveće zadovoljstvo i koja na najbolji način služi Krishna.
So therefore to worship, therefore Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Prabhupada told, we worship Radha.
I zato je Šrila Prabhupada rekao da mi kao Gaudiya Vaishnava obožavamo Radhu.
Vrindavan, everyone first calls out Jai Radhe.
I u Vrindavanu ono što će vam svi odmah reći to je Jai Radhe.
And then Jai Radhe Shyam. Jai Shyam or Krishna.
A onda Jai Radhe Shyam, Jai Shyam, Jai Krishna.
So therefore Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we cannot concoct, we cannot change our mood. That's our heritage, that what the Guru has revealed to us. He gave us Radha and Krishna, the worship of Radha and Krishna.
I zato mi kao Gaudiya Vaishnava ne možemo promeniti svoje raspoloženje. To je nešto što nam je Guru razotkrio, što nam je dao obožavanje Radha i Krishna.
From this point of view, we are very fortunate.
I sa te tačke gledišta mi smo jako srećni.
We got a great heritage. Sometimes we cannot even imagine. We cannot even understand properly.
Imamo tako veliko naslijeđe da ga jako često ne možemo ni shvatiti u potpunosti.
Because we got the most confidential revelation of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas.
Zato što smo dobili najpovrljivije otkrovenje Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharya.
Something that is rarely teach by any other Acharya.
Dobili smo nešto što se jako retko podučava od strane bilo kog učitelja u nekoj drugoj sampradaji.
Only from the Nimbarka sampradaja we know that also have Radha Krishna worship.
I samo na primjer u Nimbarka sampradaji znamo da imaju također obožavanje Radha Krishna.
But they only have Radha Krishna worship in Vrindavan in union with Krishna.
Ali oni imaju obožavanje Radha i Krishna samo u Vrindavanu kada su Radha i Krishna spojeni.
Because for an inhabitant of Vrindavan, they cannot imagine to be feel separation of Krishna.
Zato što stanovnici Vrindavana ne mogu ni zamisliti kako je to biti odvojen od Krishna.
Therefore in Kavi Karnapura's book, Ananda Vrindavan Champu, he only tells all the nice pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, not in separation, not anything of separation.
I zato u knjizi Ananda Vrindavan Čampu, koju je napisao Kavi Karnapun, on napisao sve lepe zabave u kojima su Krišna i Rada zajedno i nigde nisu odvojeni.
It's only union with Krishna.
I postoji jedino taj spoj sa Krišnom.
Because Krishna never leaves Vrindavan.
Zato što Krišna nikad ne napušta Vrindavan.
But Lord Chaitanya teaches us something very unique.
Ali gospodin Čajtanja nas podučava nečemu veoma jedinstvenom.
Not teaches just the union with Krishna, but he also teaches the mood of separation of Krishna.
On nas ne poučava samo tom susretu sa Krišnom, već nas podučava i osjećanju odvojenosti od Krišne.
Because this mood of separation of Krishna is 10,000 times more intense than the union.
Zato što je ovo osjećanje odvojenosti od Krišne 10,000 puta intenzivnije od osjećanja jedinstva sa Krišnom.
It's called Vipralamba Bhava.
I ono se naziva Vipralamba Bhava.
It's mood of separation.
To je to raspoloženje.
Very, very intense. It can lead almost practically to death.
I to osjećanje je tako intenzivno da može dovesti praktično do smrti.
Transcendental ecstasy and madness.
Transcendentalna ekstaza i ludilo.
And in that point of topic, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, you cannot give any more commentary. Prabhupada didn't give commentary anymore. You just can listen and appreciate and okay, very nice.
I onda čak o takvim stvarima Šila Prabhupada nije ni davao komentar u Chaitanya Charitamriti. Jednostavno možemo to da slušamo i to je sve.
Words fail.
Jednostavno reči zakažu.
At a certain point of spiritual realization you cannot speak anymore. You have to only can realize it in your heart.
I o izvesnim stvarima u duhovnom znanju jednostavno ne možete govoriti, nego ih morate realizovati u svom srcu.
But speaking will just give confusion.
A reči će samo napraviti zabunu.
Therefore, confidential realized devotees don't speak to public about this very intimate pastime. They only speak with people who are devotees in the same realization.
I o tim poverljivim stvarima osobe koje su na visokom nivou one nikada ne govore javno, otvoreno, već govore samo sa onim osobama za koje znaju da su na istom nivou spoznaje kao i oni sami.
Therefore, Gaudiya Vaishnavas generally don't speak very confidential pastimes.
I zato Gaudiya Vaishnava generalno ne govore o veoma poverljivim zabavama.
To new people or to people who don't have the experience.
Znači novim ljudima ili ljudima koji još uvek nemaju tako puno iskustva.
Because they will become confused.
Zato što će ta osoba jednostavno postati zbunjena.
Oh, what means separation? How can this be greatest ecstasy?
Šta znači ta odvojenost i kako može biti da to predstavlja najveću ekstazu?
How can Radharani hate Krishna? How can Mother Yashoda bind Krishna? And how can Krishna steal something? And, you know, there's confusion.
Oni jednostavno bi bili zbunjeni kako to da Radharani može da mrzi Krishnu, da Yashoda može da veže Krishnu ili da Krishna skrade.
Therefore, Krishna's pastime cannot be understood by mundane senses.
I zato Krishnin zabave ne možemo razumeti svetovnim čulom.
We are blind.
Mi smo
blind, we cannot see things as they are, spiritual subjects or topics.
Mi smo slepi i ne možemo vidjeti stvari onakvima kakve jesu kad se radi o tim
duhovnim stvarima. Like six blind men try to find out what is elephant. Six blind men I want to find out that is an elephant.
I to je na primjer priča o šest slepih ljudi koji su pokušali da shvate šta je to slon.
They cannot understand.
I oni nisu mogli da
shvate. Maybe can get some idea.
I možda čak i ako su dobili
neko. Oh, this elephant is maybe like a snake.
Jedan je mislio da slon poput
snake. Is maybe like a tree.
Ili poput drveta.
Is maybe like a leaf.
Ili možda poput lista.
But they don't understand.
Ali oni ne razumiju.
Because they only can understand from somebody who can see, who can experience it.
A zato što oni mogu razumjeti jedino da osoba koja može to da vidi, da to živi.
So, and this can spiritual master or acharya can give us some hints, you know, but many things we also have to experience in our own trance and meditation.
Tako da nam duhovni učitelj ili ačarija može dati neki nagoveštaj, ali mnoge stvari moramo sami da iskusimo u našem transu ili meditaciji.
Therefore Krishna himself, if he meditates in Dwaraka, no? When he lives in Dwaraka, about whom he meditates?
I zato Krishna, kada on živi u Dvaraki, na koga on onda meditira?
He meditates about himself, as Krishna in Vrindavan.
On meditira na sebe, na Krishna u Vrindavanu.
Lord Narayana in Vaikuntha, he is very much attracted to Krishna in Vrindavan.
A gospodin Narayan na Vaikunti, on je jako privučen Krishna in Vrindavan.
He calls Krishna, no, with Arjuna together, come here, I want to see you.
I zato on poziva Krishnu sa Arjunom da zajedno dođu kako bi ih on mogao vidjeti.
Dvarakanath, he speaks and I, Radhe, Radhe, Gopi, Gopi. The wives, they don't understand what's going on, but he's calling here.
A Dvarakanath, on doziva Radhe, Radhe, Gopi, Gopi. I onda njegove žene ne mogu da shvate o čemu se tu radi.
Don't understand.
Oni ne razumiju.
Because only Rohini understands.
A sam Rohini razumiju.
Rohini, the mother of Balaram.
Rohini, majka Balarama.
She was present. She was there in Vrindavan.
Ona bila prisutna u Vrindavanu.
Therefore she told the inhabitants of Vrindavan what is to the queens of Dwaraka about Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes.
I zato ona bila ta koja je Krishnin kraljicama govorila o stanovnicima Vrindavanu.
Therefore they became so happy, so joyful. They all went to, became eager to go to Vrindavan and see Vrindavan.
I zato su oni postali tako srećni i poželili su svi da odu da vide taj Vrindavan.
But Krishna, by Krishna's internal energy,
ali uz pomoć Krishnine unutrašnje energije,
uz Lila Shakti,
koja predstavlja Lila Shakti,
many different energies,
Krishna ima mnogo različite energije.
One of these Lila Shakti,
i jedna od njih je ta Lila Shakti.
Or also Vrinda Devi and Parmanasi.
Ili također Vrinda Devi i Parmanasi.
Then they make arrangement, you know, that Krishna don't have to go with the inhabitants to Vrindavan. They create a nova Vrindavan in Dvaraka.
I onda njih dve oni napravi takav aranžman da Krishna ne mora da ide u Vrindavan, već oni stvore nova Vrindavan u samoj Dvaraki.
That's a new Vrindavan in Dvaraka.
I to novi Vrindavan in Dvaraki.
And this new Vrindavan in Dvaraka is it's in the mood of separation.
A taj novi Vrindavan in Dvaraki jeste baš u tom osjećaju odvojenosti.
So intense.
I zato je tako intense.
This is Lord Chaitanya's and Goswami, six Goswami's teachings.
I to su učenja gospodina Chaitanya i šest Goswami.
That we worship Krishna in the mood of separation, the mood of Radharani in separation, the feeling of separation of Krishna.
Da oni obožavaju Krishnu u tom raspoloženju Šimati Radharani kada je ona odvojena od Krishna.
Without that you feel separation, you cannot come to union.
I bez toga da osjećate odvojenost, ne možete doći do spoja.
Therefore first we have to know who is Krishna.
I zato prvo treba da znamo ko je Krishna.
We have to understand our fallen position, our forgetful stage.
I onda da razumemo našu palu prirodu i naše stanje zaborava.
And only if we have this good fortune that we also can feel some separation of Krishna.
I samo ako imamo tu dobru sreću da osjećamo neku odvojenost od Krishna.
Then we actually can become eager. And pay the price, you know, to get the Krishna prema or the bhava, love to Godhead, to pay the price of eagerness.
Jedino onda osoba može biti toliko željna da ima u stvari želju da plati cenu za bhavu, za premu.
So therefore our daily sadhana practice is to cultivate this mood of eagerness to serve Krishna.
I zato naše dnevno sadhana upravo taj pokušaj da kultivišemo tu želju da služimo Krishna.
And I can pray today to humbly to Srimati Radharani that she can give us blessings in this direction.
I onda se na ovaj današnji dan možemo ponizno moliti Srimati Radharani da nam ona da svoje blagoslove kako bismo mogli da idemo ovaj pravac.
One day or in one lifetime we also can become recognized and become accepted in the circle in circles of Radha Krishna's pastimes.
Tako da mi jednog dana možemo biti prihvaćeni u taj krug zabave Radha i Krishna.
Even if it is long away, but we have the hope to go there, it's no problem.
I čak i ako je to jako daleko od nas, moramo se nadati da postoji, moramo se nadati da ćemo stići tamo.
Like you know the story of the cobbler Narada met.
I postoji ta priča o osobi koja se javna rada, koja se bavila popravljanjem cipela.
And I ask him, you know, when I can go back to Narayan? How many lifetimes I have to stay? The Narada told, some, as many as you have leaves on this banyan tree, you sit underneath.
Onda Narada meni je rekao, toliko lišće koliko ima na ovom banjanovom drevetu.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Chai, chai. This is very soon.
A onda ta osoba bila jako srećna, rekla je, žaj, žaj, pa to je jako uskoro.
So the worst if one has no hope. The worst is if you don't have any hope.
Tako da je mnogo gore kada nemamo nikakvu nadu.
Some hope has to be there.
Tako da neka nada mora da postoji.
To be somehow accepted, you know, in the family of Krishna.
Nada da ćemo biti prihvaćeni u Krishnini porodici.
And become recognized as a family member of Krishna.
I da ćemo postati prepoznati kao član porodice Krishna.
In the Vaishnava line. By becoming recognized as connected with spiritual master, with the Vaishnava family.
I da ćemo postati prepoznati i povezani sa duhovnim učiteljem i sa Vaishnavama.
Because as Shiva says, Tasma Paratram Devi Tadiyanam Samachanam, most dear thing to Vishnu is if we that please that or become connected to that what is very dear to him.
Zato što kao što Shiva kaže, ono što je najdraže gospodinu Vishnu jeste ako zadovoljimo onoga koji nam je drag.
That's Vaishnava.
A to je Vaishnava.
Vaishnava Sangha.
Vaishnava.
Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Khoi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. Even a moment of association with Vaishnava can bring the supreme perfection.
To je taj stih koji kaže da čak i trenutak druženja sa Vaishnavama može doneti potpuno savršenstvo.
So the mercy of Vaishnava we can come connected with Radha and Krishna.
Tako da milošću Vaishnavom osoba može biti postati povezana sa
Radom. Go directly to Radha Krishna, go to the Vaishnavas.
I zato nemojte prići direktno Radhe i Krishna, već idite kroz Vaishnava.
Through six Goswamis, Vrindavan, and through Panchatattva.
Imamo šest Goswamija Vrindavana, imamo Panchatattvu.
I see Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nitananda, Siya Kveta Gadadha, Shirasati Gopakta Vinda. And this way come to Radha and Krishna.
I na taj način možemo doći do Radha i Krishna.
So mercy of Radha Krishna is available by mercy of the Vaishnavas and Panchatattva.
Tako da milost Radha i Krishna dostupna milošću Panchatattva i milošću Bhakta.
And in Kali Yuga, Panchatattva, all Vishnu Tattva in the mood of Vaishnava.
A u Kali Yugi, znači imamo tu Panchatattva koji su Vishnu Tattva u ulozi Bhakta.
Because it is in one sense blessed also by Radharani. Sankirtan movement is also blessed by Radharani.
I na jedan način taj Sankirtan pokret je također blagoslovljen od Shrimati Radharani.
You know why Krishna appeared in this world? You know why Krishna appeared in this world?
Da li znate zašto se Krishna pojavio u ovom svetu?
He appeared because he actually once became cursed by Radharani.
On se pojavio zato što je u stvari jednom bio proklet od strane Radharani.
Because once Krishna left Rasa dance.
Zato što jednom Krishna napustio Rasa place.
And then Radharani, she was looking all over.
I onda Radharani gledala svuda unakolo.
And one time Radharani, she was left Rasa dance because she saw that Krishna is dancing with other gopis also.
I jednom je također Radharani napustila Rasa ples zato što je videla da Krishna pleše i sa drugim gopinama.
So she hided herself in Mayapur.
Tako da se ona sakrila u Mayapuru.
Mayapur is actually created by Radharani.
I Mayapur je u stvari stvoren od strane Radharani.
It's her abode.
I to je njeno mesto.
And Radharani thought, now the Lord has to come to me.
I Radharani je mislio, sada gospodin mora doći.
Only if the Lord comes to me, then we will unite again.
I samo ako on dođe kod mene, onda ćemo se ponovo spojiti.
Because Radha and Krishna originally among, they became two.
i zato što su Radha i Krishna koji su izvorno jedno, postali dva. A onda su ponovo postali jedno.
So in Mayapur they became one again.
Tako da su Mayapuru oba postali jedno.
Although they are eternally two, eternally one, but actually in the past time they become one and also in two and one again.
Znači, iako su izvorno jedno, onda su zabavljeno postali opet dvoje i onda su opet postali jedno.
In that mood, you know, Krishna, although he's blackish, Krishna, internally, but externally becomes Gauranga, gets golden complexion, Radharani's mood.
I zato Krishna, koji je izvorno tamnoput, on onda poprima tu put Šimati Radharani, Gauranga, znači ima zlatni put, a unutra ima raspoloženje.
That was actually the curse of Radharani, blessing curse, of course, lila curse.
I to je sve zato što je postala ta, to prokletstvo u korist lile.
Oh, my lover, Krishna, he's so cruel-hearted.
Ovo moj ljubavni Krishna, on je tako okrutnog srca.
He leaves us, he leaves me, he left me in separation.
On me napušta i ostavlja me u odvojenosti.
Now I will curse him that he has to feel himself the same separation as I felt.
I sada ću ga ja prokleti da on osjeti isto to osjećanje odvojenosti koje ja osjećam.
And that actually caused one of many causes. Caused Krishna to actually come as Gauranga. Radha and Krishna come combined in the mood where he feels his intense separation. As in the mood of Radharani, how she feels separated from Krishna.
I to je zapravo jedan od mnogih uzroka koji je natirao, ne natirao, zbog koga je Krishna došao, zbog koga se pojavio kao Gauranga, sa tim intenzivnim osjećanjem odvojenosti od Krishna.
Of course, this kind of separation is a great cause of festival or union if they come together.
I naravno ta vrsta odvojenosti jeste uzrok za veliki festival i za njihov ponovni susret.
Therefore, Krishna has had many agents, devotees who serve them.
I zato Radha i Krishna imaju mnogo agenata, mnogo bhakta koji ih služe.
The only businesses of Vrindadeva, of Purnamasi, of Gopis and Gopas, they always think about how to bring Radha and Krishna together, to unite them again.
Tako da je jedini posao svih Gopija i Gopa i Vrindadevi i Purnamasi kako da ponovo spoje Radu i Krishna.
This is, should be also our mood.
I to bi također trebalo da bude naše
ispraženje. We should try to separate Radha and Krishna or enjoy them separately. We should try to bring them always together.
Ne da pokušavamo da razvijemo Radu i Krishna ili da uživamo u njima odvojno, već da ih uvek obožavamo zajedno.
Then have a big Sankirtan festival.
I onda možemo imati veliki Sankirtan
festival. Then the real festival starts.
I onda stvarni festival započne.
We should bring Radha and Krishna together.
Kada spojite Radu i Krishna.
That's always the big, Radha and Krishna always together. United, but in Lila they are separated in Vrindavan, and then the devotees in Vrindavan they make arrangement that they come together and then big festival.
I tako na primjer u Vrindavanu Radha i Krishna su zajedno, ali onda postanu odvojeni i onda svi prave razne aranžmane kako bi ih opet spojili i kada se taj spoj desi, onda je to razlog za veliki festival.
And for devotees of Radha and Krishna always want to see Radha and Krishna together.
Bhakti Radha i Krishna, oni uvijek žele da vide Radha i Krishna zajedno.
Like Hanuman always wants to see Sitaram together. Therefore he puts all his energies, you know, and his whole mission together to bring Sita and Ram together.
Isto tako Hanuman uvijek želi da vidi Situ i Ramu zajedno i zato je on uložio svu svoju energiju kako bi opet doveo Situ Ramu.
This is Vaishnava.
I to je Vaishnava.
So therefore that should also be our happiness if we see Radha and Krishna together and that become glorified in Sankirtan festival.
I tako da bi to trebalo da postane uzrok naše sreće da vidimo Radha i Krishna zajedno i da ih slavimo na festivalu.
Okay. Yeah, it took a little longer, sorry.
Pravilo mi je malo duže, izvinjavam se.
Anyway, Maharaj left, it's good, otherwise I would get chastisement now.
I dobro da je Maharaj otišao, inače bi sad bio...
Okay, then now I shut my mouth.
Sada ću začutati.
What's next on the program?